Joining me in the studio this morning, I got some folks from the United Way of Greater Warren County. I got Jeannie Weber, Executive Director, and Lynn Davis, Executive Assistant. How are you guys this morning? Everything going good?
We are good. How are you, Sean?
Doing fantastic. I haven't seen you guys for a while.
I know.
I've been doing interviews with Vanessa and other folks.
You haven't written. You haven't called.
I know. I got a lot. I would start and then I would just delete. I didn't know what to say.
It's hard to work up the words.
It is.
Yeah.
For people like us, we have a hard time communicating.
Right. For sure.
Lynn, how are you? Nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
Nice to meet you, and I'm glad to be here.
How's things going for you at the United Way of Greater Warren County?
It's probably one of the most awesome jobs I've ever had, and I wish I'd have found it 40 years ago.
Good for you. I'm sure working with Jeannie's just really hard.
Oh,
right?
It is. She is one tough cookie.
Yeah. You guys have a kind of a neat story. Got reconnected after several years.
Yeah, cool. We worked together in the Quad Cities, and I moved here 8 years ago now, and we kind of parted ways and didn't communicate that much, and I ran into her one day at the post office here and was in shock, as was she. And long story short, when I was in bed a couple years ago from exhaustion, literally from the renovation, Lynn reached out to me and we started chatting, and I said, hey, I haven't hired a new assistant back yet. What do you think? And she's like, are you serious? And here we are.
That's awesome.
And, you know, that easy to work with sometimes. So because I am all over the place and I'm constantly thinking of new things to do, and I need to have a person that's down on the ground reminding me of the other things that have to be done. So I feel really grateful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see Lynn up here.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts here. United Way of Greater Warren County. I always like to start these kinds of interviews because not everybody knows what organizations do around here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a lot of organizations did around here until I started working at the radio station. So kind of tell us what you guys are all about.
We are an organization that primarily focuses on fundraising, but along with that, we're focused on what the community's needs, the needs that aren't being met, and then encouraging the agencies that we're funding to work together and collaborate so we're not duplicating efforts and we can get as much done for the communities that we're living and working in. So we do have a lot of organizations that we fund. Currently, there are 29 organizations that we're funding. And the organizations do some of their own fundraising, of course, and everybody that's listening knows that. However, they don't have time to do all of the fundraising that they need to do every year. They're busy on the ground doing the work. So United Way's job is to gather the funds from the community by doing fundraising every year, and then determining where those funds need to go.
Several different ways you guys raise funds.
Yeah, and it's a really cool process. We have a group of volunteer community members that look at all of the applications that come in. We give them criteria every year, and it's always hard to make those decisions, and it's getting harder because every year people need more.
Sure.
And we keep raising more money, but it's still a very hard decision when it comes down to, okay, how do we prioritize these dollars? But I feel that we do a really good job with that. And in addition to that, we do have a couple of programs of our own, including Imagination Library, which we're going to be talking about. We also are doing work within the community, working with members of the community that haven't been here very long, may have come here from another country, just trying to pull things together and do everything we can to make this community healthy.
We're a very, very diverse
community. Yeah, we are. Yeah,
I'm not even sure folks even realize how diverse we are.
Yeah, yeah. We are very diverse. And, you know, funny enough, Sean, I'm reading this book called How Migration Works. And the chapter that I'm in right now talks about the fact that, yes, we are a very diverse community, but we're not as diverse as we were when Europeans were coming from overseas and living here. But it's just different because we're used to being one language, one color, one culture, especially in small rural communities. And the fact that we have other people coming in is really a cool thing. And we're trying to convey that to the rest of the community and convey it to the people that are here. You know, it's hard. I had to move back to Monmouth myself, and I grew up here. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to move back here. You know, I didn't know people like I used to. I didn't have friends and connections like I did. But I speak the English language. I can reach out and have those connections. And there are people that, you know, come to the community that don't have those opportunities yet. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help with those opportunities.
Yeah. Lynn, what your thoughts on kind of the community? I mean, you're kind of new.
Yeah.
I am kind of new. I was born and raised in a small farm community, so I understand the culture that comes with that. And I chose to move down here. I enjoy the small town atmosphere. I love the diverse people here, meeting new people every day. I've been here for a little over 4 years now, and just getting to meet the movers, the shakers, the people that make these things happen, and also getting to meet the people that are moving in. So the one thing I do know is I do not speak a foreign language well enough to have a conversation. So that is my challenge.
Sure.
But I'm enjoying it, and learning something new in a new community is just an awesome way.
That's awesome. You work with one of the movers and shakers.
I do. I'm so proud of her.
Well, you mentioned it. Let's talk about the reading program.
Yes, I did mention it. As some of you know out there in Monmouthville, we have been sponsoring Imagination Library now for almost 6 years. Earlier this year, the state of Illinois made an announcement that they were going to be taking care of Imagination Library now, which isn't exactly what reality is. We still are paying for half of Imagination Library every year, as is anyone who sponsors that program. Currently, we have about 260 children enrolled, ages 0 to 5. And once they're enrolled, the enrollment is free. They get a free book every month in the mail that's age and sex appropriate. So if you have two kids in the household, one is 5, one is 3, one is a girl, one is a boy, they're all getting different books, and it's just really great. So they start out at 0 when they're born, and they go until 5. For the last few years, Lynn and I have been talking about what do we do with kids after age 5.
Sure.
Because there is still a huge need for us to be able to work with kids on literacy. You know, it's not just about reading and learning how to read. It's about opening up imaginations. It's about, you know, determining what you want to do for the rest of your life. Reading takes you into those moments. It's also about parents or caretakers, you know, having contact every day with their kids, which is really, really important. So what we have done is developed a program with Imagination Library, and now extending it beyond 5 with Jameson Center. We received some funding from Galesburg Community Foundation, and what we're going to be doing is working with Jameson Center on who is currently enrolled in their tutoring programs, in their Christmas store things, all the things that they've got set up, because they have demographic information on all of the children that are there. So, and they also work with the Regional Office of Education. So, sorry, this is long to explain, apparently.
No, great information.
So we are going to then provide new books to kids through that program, and hope that that spreads a little bit further as we collect more funding from other places. Just to backtrack a little bit, all of the money that we raise in our campaign with United Way, 100% of it comes back out to the community, to the agencies and programs that we fund. And so for our office to do the programming that we do, we then apply for separate grants and find different sponsorship opportunities to pay for the programs that are coming out of our office.
Nice.
Yeah.
My wife does in-home daycare, and she mm-hmm. is huge on reading.
Yeah.
We have got like full libraries of books. And when at the end of the day, there's books scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
She'll stand back and just smile. Look at all the books just laying on the floor that they book through. And this is a great program.
Yeah, it is a great program. And, you know, books are everything. And I wasn't a reader. I'm just going to be really honest.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm an auditory learner, and it's still, you know, I use Audible. I don't read. But I found and learned through my daughter that, you know, reading just opens up so much. You know, when she was not able to hear or speak, you know, we were still getting it done with a book. Mm-hmm. And it was just really cool. So being able to provide that opportunity to more families here in this community is, we love the fact that we can do that.
Yeah.
March is National Reading Month, and I'm going to move over to Lynn so she can talk about the other new program that we're going to be unveiling, which is Storytime Online.
Well, since March is our Read a Book or Book Month, we have decided that through the Imagination Library, the books that the kids are receiving, that we will have people come in and record those books so the kids can go online and they can listen to the book and follow along with the book. So it's a program that we feel like, well, and we all know that literacy is the key to everything. Mm-hmm. You can't read, you can't understand, you're not going to go very far. So we really want to push this in the community, and this is one of the great ways of doing that. So we'll the kids will be able to log on to our website and find the book that they have been sent and follow along. So we would like volunteers to have people come in and read the books.
That's
so
awesome.
Superstars out in Monmouth, Illinois, we want you to call Prairie Communications and set up a time to come in and read a children's book. We know you want to do it. Your name is going to be on the website. And it's just going to be one of the coolest things we've done in a long time.
This sounds awesome. I can't, I'm sure we're going to get a good number of people come up here and do this. I can't wait to see the people come up here and read the books. And,
yeah,
and watch
it's really going to be great. And we are, you know, the books that we have access to are wonderful too, because some of them are in other languages.
Sure.
Some of them are in English.
Sure.
And the other language. So we're going to take advantage of that too, because we do have so many non-English speaking people in the community that can help us out with that. So that's great.
How soon are we starting? I mean,
we
right
are
now?
Starting now.
Okay.
The ad has gone out on Facebook. We've already had some people, I think, respond to Vanessa and say that they're wanting to sign up. But our goal is to start with 15 to 20 stories and have them set up online. And then as we progress, just continue to add more stories and have the range of the books be as amazingly unique and different as this community is. So that's just going to be really cool.
It's not like they have to come up here and read War and Peace or anything.
No.
Just a nice little
We're
going to
save
story.
That for you, Sean, because we know how
they
much
hear me,
you're going to
they
like
hear me
that.
Enough. All right. They hear me way too much.
No.
They don't need to see War and Peace from me.
For all of the current celebrities in Monmouth and the future celebrities in Monmouth that want to be on the air, the books are very easy to read, and we do want the entire community to participate in this, because this is, you know, the great thing about Monmouth, Illinois and the surrounding communities that we have is that we are kind of in this together. We're not kind of in this together.
We
are in this together.
We are. Yeah.
And we need to remember that. And, you know, small communities thrive when people collaborate. And that's what we are all about every single day.
Love
and this is
community.
Just another thing.
My wife says if we win the lotto, we need to move somewhere. If we win the lotto, I'm staying right here.
Yeah.
This is my people.
You're going to give a United Way a big check
exactly,
when you win the lotto, right?
And I got to stay here and watch that get
yeah,
through that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
exactly.
She's like, well, come visit me then. She said, I was like, hold, time out. All right. You guys had a big collaborative effort with Smithfield Foods here recently.
Yeah, we actually have that effort every single year, but this year we topped the fundraising moment out there. We raised $135,000, and that was it was amazing, because most of those dollars come $2 a pay period at a time. This is money that people never miss. You know, it comes out of your check pre-tax. And we were able to raise this money because the folks at Smithfield, just like many people in this community, understand that we are in this together. And by giving a little bit to each other, we can make a big difference. So this is just a wonderful story because it's a perfect example of what can happen when many people do something small. It turns into something really huge. And all of that money is coming back out to the community.
100%.
Yeah, 100% of it. And we're just very grateful to Smithfield and all of the local businesses and individuals that make donations to United Way. But I think this might be the largest United Way campaign that Smithfield Corporation has this year. We're usually in second or third place with our fundraising in the United States, but this year I think we topped everybody else.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty cool.
That's so cool to hear.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's really, really great to hear.
Yeah,
and
good
again,
folks out there.
It's
I spend a lot of time out there. Good folks out there.
Yeah, really good people out there. And I was just sharing with you the new cut floor. Like, you have to get back out there. I think anyone who's even curious just needs to try to get out there and see what's happening there. It's fabulous and fascinating, and there are really good people out there. And a lot of people out there are people that used to be doctors and teachers and, you know, all kinds of things in the countries that they came from. And it's really wonderful that we've got all that talent coming into this community.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said that any better.
Yeah.
Speaking of good people, how's your daughter Dee doing?
She's doing great. She just auditioned for another play last night. She's a sophomore at Monmouth College, and she currently, as far as I know, Monmouth College is the only small private college in the United States where the theater department has an ASL option. So Darian is doing ASL, American Sign Language, shadowing on stage. So she shadows all of the leads, and it's a pretty cool thing to have. And the college is getting some attention from it, and my daughter's getting an amazing education. And Vanessa Campagna, the department chair in the theater department, is open and willing to do all kinds of really cool things in this community. So
awesome.
It's good. She's doing great.
Good.
She's okay. She's doing okay.
She's doing great. She's doing great. But my back started hurt when you said she's a sophomore in college.
Yeah,
now.
I know. Tell me about
my
it.
Gosh.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, wonderful.
I feel like my hips just grew like two more inches just sitting here thinking about that.
She's going to do great. She's already doing great things. She's going to do great things. All right.
Thanks, Sean.
Anything else on behalf of the organization?
Well, no. We just really, again, we're here today to talk about this reading program and Storytime Online. So we want to encourage everyone who's willing to read a children's book to call Prairie Communications and set up a time to come and record a book online. I do want to thank Prairie Communications for this, because you're already spread so thin doing so many things around the community. We truly appreciate you helping us with this. It's just going to add another level to the kind of level that we like to be in, which is being as professional as we possibly can. So I just want to thank you before we end this interview for helping us out with this.
Vanessa and Brian, they are all about community. All about community, which is makes this place such a cool place to work, and your organization as well.
Yeah,
Lynn,
definitely.
Nice to meet you. Good,
nice
good to be
to
up
meet
here.
You.
You ready to host this segment next time, aren't you?
She's pretty cool, isn't she?
Yeah. She was so worried coming on. Look at her. She was like
she's
a pro
awesome.
Already.
I know.
Yeah, she'd be hosting her own half hour.
She
show
actually
here.
Made me nervous.
We'll see you guys soon. Okay?
You will. Right. You will. Thank you, Sean.
Jeannie Weber, Lynn Davis from the United Way of Greater Warren County here on the morning show. We'll get to our national news here in just a second. Back to our regularly scheduled program. You're listening to 1330 WREM Monmouth.